Nice beginning there. Just watch those 16th notes are nice and even. Da da ti da 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 ti da da ti da 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 ti da. Go a little softer in the obbligato eighth notes here, clarinets and saxes. I like the color of the percussion through that. That was nice. Watch your pitches here on long tones. Great to see. How many oboes? Let's see. Beautiful. They dive down a little bit. Looking around, seeing pretty good posture here. Make sure you're going to be sitting up and really pushing that breath support all the way through. Nice job, timpanist. I like the way you're looking right at your director. That's beautiful. Nice job with that piece. My name is Stephen Moore. I'm one of your adjudicators today at the CMEA Bay Section Band and Orchestra Festival. This is Cal State East Bay, and today is April 12th. You just played Chinese Folk Fantasy. Did a nice job with that piece. And now we're off to Old Irish Tune. Thinking about that last piece, looking for good breath support, making sure that little rhythms get as much attention as bigger rhythms, so that 16th notes are not rushed but are a little bit more vertical, and that way they can be placed in a longer melodic line better. Nice group. It's really a pleasure listening to this group today. Yeah, probably a lot softer. I know that this is a very, very large group, but you want to work at getting just the bare minimum of air moving through the instrument as you can, and then don't worry about making any of the sound of the group. Since there's so many people here, little tiny sound from so many people will really build up and create a very special sonority for the audience and for this music. Mm-hmm. Do you hear the eighth notes? Dee da dee. So make sure that they're a little bit more vertical. Nice. I like the way you move the eighth note over toward the next quarter. 17. That's very good. 18. Yeah, ti-ya-da. Dwell a little bit more on the pickup and dwell a little bit more on moving eighth notes in passages where quarters and half notes predominate. You need to make sure that that goes forward, because the tempo is actually printed and actually occurs before 33. 33 is not the tempo. The tempo is the pickup before. So you need to make sure that those pickups in the horns and trombones there, that they're moving toward the downbeat. Longer phrases. So you can continue even after a four-bar phrase seems like it's already over to complete the eight-bar phrase. Mm-hmm. Good support there with the pickup. Make sure that the sound is in your head before you play it. You know what would be fun in rehearsal is for you to whistle your part or to sing your part. Have you ever done that? Mm-hmm. Follow your director. I am seeing some eyes up. Yeah. Good. A couple bars ago, though, the pickups were not with him. And he's being very, very, very clear. Good. Keep the sound going, keep the sound going. Did you hear how the pitch dived down there right at the end? Yeah, that speaks to breast support and playing soft, both of which are really, really hard to do. Playing soft and playing long, and really keeping that support moving through the instrument. Not sure if I introduced myself. My name is Stephen Moore. I am one of your adjudicators today at the Band and Orchestra Festival here at Cal State East Bay. Today is April 12th. Did a really nice job with your old Irish tune, and here comes Heartland Overture. Maybe slightly harder mallets in the timpani, just so that the color of the timpani doesn't fill in the texture too much, but you can still hear the tone. Good. Percussion's right with your director. Make sure that the rest of you guys are looking up and not listening for the percussion, because by the time percussion plays and you play, then you're going to be late. So eyes up. Director is being very, very clear. check in with your music and check in with your director. Check in with your music, check in with your director, and it's constant. Look at my music, look at my director. Look at my music, look at my director. Okay? And you can do it like two or three times a bar, each bar, and just get used to checking in to see where his beat is. Top pitch there. Watch the pitch here. It's diving down again. Yeah. Generally, I'm hearing the pitch is just a little under, just a tiny bit under there. I would make this a little bit more sticky with your moving eighth notes. You're playing a little bit too vertically, and I would like to hear it, not vertically, you're playing a little bit horizontally. It's moving forward a little bit too much. And I think if you play like, you know, you don't want to go, like your heels are dug in. And that would create more of a sostenuto sound here. Pitch. Good. Keep the sound going all the way to the end of the bar. Connect those large leaps there. A fifth, and then the fourth is in tune here at the end. Watch. Yeah, let's match the articulation in the lower brass here with what's going on for the rest of the group. It's a little bit long. It actually sorted itself out, but it took about four or five bars. Do you hear how the top pitch is just a little under? Now, here, when you've got an ostinato rhythmic figure, really make it short and keep it out of the way. You're marked mezzo piano. The interest is actually in the longer pitches, in the brass. They're actually marked mezzo piano too, but what I want to do is try to blend those a little bit better. And in the longer pitches, we want more connection through those long tones. Half, 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 whole, and then tied, and then with a crescendo. Watch your director. Here is his beat. Yeah. Nice presentation from this group. You guys have a really nice band here. You know, very large for middle school. I don't know if you guys know, this is really quite a large group. It's quite a pleasure being able to play in a group with horns and bassoons and oboes and having such a beautiful sound for such a young group. So congratulations. Look forward to hearing you guys again soon.